You can be seated. Let me just do a little bit of housekeeping before I begin. I do want to say I've mentioned a couple of times the pastor's broadcast or the CBIBC broadcast on WhatsApp, where you can receive information. If you're not on there, my WhatsApp number is on the bottom of this bulletin. You can just send me a WhatsApp and say, please add me to that, and you'll be able to get, like, on your phone information kind of in real time. It's helpful just simply because, let's say we come to Clearwater Bay School and they're working on the staircase and we may not know it, then I'll send a message out, or typhoon or whatever might happen. But also for our hikes and different things like that, it's the easiest way for us to send information. It's not something we just send information. It's one way. I don't try to fill your inbox with junk, but it is one way. If you respond to that, it goes to me only, okay? Just so you know, it's not a group that goes to everybody. So that's very helpful, and it'll be helpful for you if you want to know some of the information that I'm talking about today. I was just thinking as we were singing, the devil is real, and he doesn't want you to hear what I have to say today. The devil does not want us reading the Word of God. Even this morning, I had some free Bibles to give out. And something happened, and we weren't able to give those out this morning. The devil does not want you to have the Word of God. I know most of you have a Bible. You can download it, whatever. But he doesn't. We do have an enemy who does not want us to do what I'm going to ask you to do today. Here it is. It's the end of the year. I said that every year I would preach a sermon at the last of the year on kind of focusing on reading God's Word in the next year, a bit of review. We all like to hear something new when we come to church. Today is not going to be something new. It's going to be repetitive, something you've heard over and over again because we need it. Review is very powerful, but there's something about our human nature that wants to hear fresh things all the time. Well, a new year is upon us, and I want to spend several weeks, the beginning of this right today, and then a couple of weeks looking over our church vision again, and today is going to be particularly encouraging us to be in the Bible next year. Let's pray. We need God's help. I need God's help. Heavenly Father, I pray that as I speak, that you would guide my words in such a way that what I say would be used to bring healing to some, bring encouragement, be like a sword, maybe. That you would work in our hearts. You would give us ears to hear this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our church vision is quite simple. It's on the screen. We want to be a church who knows what it means to behold God. Number one. Secondly, we want to be a church who knows what it means to really belong to one another deeply as a body of Christ, as a church. To behold God, if you will, vertical, and to belong to one another horizontally, but also we want to be sent. We don't want to just exist for, you know, reading our Bibles and talking to God and then hanging out with each other and encouraging each other, but also being sent locally to those people who live around us. We work, family, neighbors, coworkers, friends, and then also ethnic groups in the world who have little or no access to the gospel. We want to be that. Now, I'm not saying we are that, and I'm not saying that I have arrived at that myself. These are my goals for my own life and a vision for the church. It's what we're striving toward, not that we are already doing well or even perfectly. It's a vision or a goal. Well, when it comes to beholding God, I want to encourage us this morning, again, as we do every year. I was looking through my notes and thinking, where was last year's message on being a beaver for the Bible? And I realized I didn't preach it, but James did. No wonder I didn't have a copy of it. As we come to the end of this year, you may feel like spiritually, I don't know how you're doing. You may feel like you struggled this year. You may feel like even today you really need a boost spiritually. You may feel like you have hit a wall and you don't know how to get over that wall. Well, if you want to grow in the next year, if you want to get to know God, you want to really behold Him, then the way that we do that primarily is beholding God in His Word, devouring the Bible, to consistently eat, if you will, Scripture, or marinate in the Bible. Soak it in. Or as the First Peter says, to consume the Bible like a newborn babe drinks milk. And we can tell you, that's a lot. Well, we've called this for the last few years, beavers for the Bible. Now, this animal has kind of a special place in my heart. Because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but like in 1996, for the whole year, I lived in a wilderness camp in the Cherokee National Forest in America. Most of the time, I was like the only person within 45 minutes of where I lived in a cabin, taking care of a facility when I got out of college. And in the summertime, there were groups coming in, but I lived in the winter and the fall and the spring when there were not many people. And these guys used to swim around my canoe. I'd go canoeing in the morning or in the evenings, and they would swim around the canoe, and they would build dams and cause lots of issues. But they're pretty amazing creatures that I don't think we have them in Hong Kong. I'm sure we don't have them in Hong Kong. But what do we know about beavers? And what do we need to learn from them? And why do I say beavers for the Bible? Well, beavers work slowly, but they work consistently and they accomplish a lot. You see those teeth. They're excellent engineers. They can build a dam that can cause enough problems to destroy large areas with sticks just by slowly taking a stick here and there and cause a lot of problems. They don't work quickly. They just work slowly, chewing and chewing and moving. Until recently, most people considered them a pest, like in the rat family. Or a nuisance. But what they know now is that actually, if you want the ecosystem to be sustained and to grow, you need them because they actually create water and food source with their dams. Their dams are there for a reason. But they devour wood. Wood that you and I would take literally a long time to chop with an axe or even a chainsaw, somehow they are able with those teeth to chew through wood like you and I would a pineapple bun at Sai Kung Bakery. Bolo Yao or Bolo Bao, whichever. They devour the wood, hardwood, to get to that sweet layer of pulp underneath the bark. So as I've reminded you before, this is not a sermon about beavers, but we're just using them as an example. Because what we want to do as human beavers, if you will, is to slowly chew and chew the Bible in such a way that we're getting underneath the surface and to that sweet pulp to devour it so that we can be nourished by the Word of God. The Bible talks about these kinds of things in many different ways. Matthew 4:4, Jesus himself said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So Jesus is comparing food, bread, to the Bible. Hence my analogy here of eating. Psalm 63 that John and Diana just read. "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands." Now, verse 5. "My soul, deep in your being, my soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food." My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food. Not a salad, but fat and rich food. "And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you." So remembering the Lord, meditating on the Lord is like consuming chashu meat or whatever you want to say. So the Word of God is the Christian's food. 1 Peter said it was like milk. We will behold God, will behold His power and His glory as we are satisfied with fat and rich food, as we spend time in God's Word. We behold God when we spend time with God in His Word. That's the reason why God gave us this written book. Colossians chapter 3 says it in a different way, gives another picture of what it means to be nourished by the Word of God. It says, "Let the Word of God, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So that phrase always jumps off the page at me. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. What does that mean? It means, this is plural, he's talking to the church, that the Word of Christ means the gospel, the good news of salvation. But it also means the whole Bible, the words of Christ, that would dwell in us richly. to dwell, to reside in us, to find a home in us, to be our steady diet. The word richly means abundantly and plentifully. I don't know about you, but I don't know if you had a Christmas dinner of some kind. We had this huge, like, ham that was cooked in the oven for a long time, and it had like a brown sugar glaze on it. You may be hungry, but that satisfies. It's rich in fat. The Word of God is supposed to fill us and even fill our dwelling, our house, our home, our church. That's the way it's supposed to be. Well, how does a church body, a group of us, how do we let the Word of Christ dwell in us? How do we as a body behold God and behold His Word? Well, it's by each and every one of us as individuals. As individuals, if all of us are abiding in God's Word, as Nate preached a couple of weeks ago in my absence, if all of us individually are dwelling in the Word of God ourselves, then you can imagine what it does to our church. It says in Colossians 3 there, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Teaching is positive. As we know the Word of God, we're teaching each other. We're talking to each other about the Word. It's a positive instruction. He says admonishing. Admonishing is negative. It's kind of a negative positive. It means that we are to warn each other and tell each other, danger ahead. Be careful. Don't go down that pathway. Checking on each other and cautioning each other with the Word of God. I hope that you have people in your life who can do that to you. Can warn you, teach you, admonish you. So a little summary. Colossians 3 saying, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, is like saying, as a church, we want to be saturated in the Word of God, just soaking it up. Teaching the truth to one another, warning one another not to stray from the truth, even as we've done this morning, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to one another about the Word of God, about Jesus. And we can't do this corporately unless we do it individually. Unless we're in the Word ourselves. So this morning, my goal is to encourage you, encourage myself, to behold God in 2022. If God gives us the next few days, by His grace, we're able to continue to live on this earth. If not, we'll really behold Him. But I want to encourage you to be a beaver for the Bible. To take those teeth of yours, which are, by the way, the beavers made out of iron. They have actually iron fortification in them. That's why they have an orange color. That's why they're able to chew through logs. God, the Creator, gave this little animal teeth made out of calcium and iron. Now, they're not all iron, but they have iron in them. I don't know how that works. But to use your teeth, your brain, your time, your effort to be in God's Word, to feed your affections for Christ this year. Listen, New Year's resolutions. Lots of people have New Year's resolutions. Make this a resolution for your life in 2022, that you will read the Bible more in 2022 than you did in 2021. Maybe in your whole life. Don't starve your soul. Don't starve your affections for Jesus by chewing on other things so much in life. But do the hard labor and the consistent labor like a beaver to just chew away daily, little by little. And you'll be building something in your life. You'll be growing. Now, we do have some problems. The problems are that the world is working against us. Your own flesh, your own brain, your desires, your heart is working against you, your sinful desires. And even supernatural forces in heavenly places are working against you, working overtime to make sure that you don't read the Bible. Just watch some movies, right? Just scroll. Just do some scrolling on YouTube. I love sports, man. Sports has gotten the better of me this year. There's always, it seems like they've spaced them out to where there's always a really good sporting event going on. These things war against our souls by getting us to chew elsewhere instead of being in God's Word. Now, obviously, I don't mean that we don't watch a football game or something. It just means, well, you know what it means. You know how those things can really just eat away at our time, and we're not eating away at God's Word. Listen to some of the promises of God in the Scriptures. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man or woman or child who delights in the law of the Lord and on His law meditates day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of water. What is a tree going to do that's planted by streams of water? It's going to drink water. It's going to grow. It yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. In all that he or she does, they prosper. Psalm 1. Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You need your soul revived. You need wisdom. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. You need happiness and joy in your heart. Turn to the word of the Lord. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You won't find enlightenment in Buddha or Avalokiteshvara or some kind of bodhisattva of compassion. You will find enlightenment in God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man or old woman or young woman keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your Word. Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You may need this right now. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Virtually every one of us in this room, we would probably say that in some way, we have on a pathway of life, we need some light. We need a lamp. We don't know what job to take. We don't know what our kids should do. We don't know how to do this or that. It says the Word of God is a lamp and a light. So it's not just about thinking about stuff. It's reading the Word of God. Your testimonies are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. It says that waking up in the morning and being in God's word is like stumbling upon a treasure chest of gold. Not every morning. It doesn't feel like that every morning. But you stumble enough, you'll find treasure. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Those are great verses, especially Psalm 119 is a place to turn if you're like, I'm completely dry. I don't even have a desire to read God's Word. Just read Psalm 119. And I think you'll find a little kindling. The pastor's broadcast that I sent out some Bible reading plans. I sent them out electronically this year instead of printing them all off. Usually we had lots of copies, and yesterday was Christmas, and I didn't really want to spend my whole Christmas just printing off pages. So I sent them off digitally. Bible reading plans. I've got some on the screen here. The one that I've mostly used has been the Discipleship Journal reading plan, which takes you through the New Testament and the Old Testament in a year. You'll notice down here that it's 25 days. So I probably should back up and say what I really want to challenge you to do is to read the Bible in 2022. Whether that's the whole Scripture or it's the New Testament, I would encourage you to read the whole Bible. I found a Bible reading plan which I didn't select for you, which is called the 90-day reading plan. Did you know if you took 30 minutes a day, if you just took 30 minutes a day and read the Bible, you'd read the whole Bible in 90 days? Most of us would say 30 minutes a day in the Bible would be a good investment of our time. Bible Discipleship Journal goes through New Testament and Old Testament. 25 days. This is really great because you have 5 days of grace to either not read or catch up on all the ones you missed. Right? The next one is the 5x5x5. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 5 ways to dig deeper. Now, that's just New Testament. So just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you'd read the whole New Testament this year. There's a little picture of it. So you see you have days off for reflection. If those of you who like to maybe try to go slowly. The next one here on the screen is the Beast Plan. It looks really, this was by a Scottish pastor who read the Bible through many, many, many times and passed away at like the age 30. Not because he did that. But this is the McShane reading plan. And actually, you can, if you just spend, you know, maybe less than 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes maybe, you can do the McShane plan, which is Old Testament, New Testament twice, and Psalms twice. It's very popular with lots of people. So that's a lot of work, but it's rewarding. I'll make a confession to you. I didn't read the whole Bible through this past year. I tried to do something a little bit differently instead of reading through the whole Bible this past year. I made a mistake. I should have. I think it affected me greatly. This next year, I want to read through the whole Bible again. It's hard work, but it's rewarding for our soul. We all need to do this at some level, and we all need help. As a church, if we're really going to be saturated in the Word of God as individuals, we're really going to be in the Bible. We're going to have to do it individually as well. Let me, in conclusion, let me give you some tips. I've given you these before. Get some help. Get a friend. I already have a group called Beavers for the Bible group. If you are like, well, I was on there, but I'm not on there, it's because I deleted everybody from there. And it's a new one. That way we can start afresh and add new people. And so I'll send, if you want to be a part of that, you can send me a message and I'll add you to that. But this would be maybe some help to you. On your own, it's not so easy. You want to get some accountability and a friend to try to, somebody just maybe to ask you once a week, hey, how's your Bible reading going? And yeah, keep it going. It'd be good. Don't worry if you get behind. You will get behind. That's why sometimes, like, the discipleship journal plan has 5 days there to catch up. That's very wise. I would also encourage you to set a time and place to read the Bible. The kind of like, I'll just read it sometime today, usually means you won't read. There will always be something distract you. There's always a diaper to change. There's always something happening for you to get thrown off. Somebody sends you a message. If you don't have a time and place that you commit to and say, I've got a meeting on my calendar with God, then someone will interrupt you. And lastly, I would encourage you to pray before you read. You can pray, Lord, incline my heart to your testimonies, not to selfish gain. Turn my heart, my eyes away from worthless things and give me life in your ways. Psalm 119:36. You can pray, just pause and say, Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things in your word. Psalm 119:18. Lord, unite my heart. My heart is not united to you. My heart is in all kinds of pieces about all kinds of things in life. Lord, unite my heart to fear your name as I read. Psalm 86. And then Psalm 90, you can pray, satisfy me in the morning with your unfailing love that I may rejoice and be glad all my days. Satisfy me, Lord. Let my soul be satisfied as with fat and rich food as I spend time with you. So if you want to be changed, I want to be changed. If you want to be more like Christ in 2022, then be a beaver for the Bible. Chew the Scriptures. Drink. Eat. Marinate. Meditate. As we'll talk about next week, because we become like what we behold. Very simply, the Bible says, we become like what we behold. When we behold Christ, we become more like Christ. My mentor used to say, we become what we hum. So when we're meditating on God's Word, or thinking about the Bible, even singing Scripture songs to ourselves, Lord, the Lord changes us. There's nothing that I need more. There's nothing that you need more in this next year than to be in God's Word. So the reason I preach this today instead of next week is because next week's the second. And if you don't get started till the second, you're already in trouble. So now you have several days to gear up and prepare and make a plan and print off. I would recommend you print off the Bible reading plan, any of the ones that I sent on the pastor's broadcast. Print that off and put it in your Bible and be a beaver for the Bible this next year. I would encourage you to encourage me in that. Because I need, personally, I need to read widely, lots, beyond just reading what I'm preparing for teaching at various levels. And that's a challenge. Because we have to read for beholding and not read for preparing. Let's pray together. Lord, we need you. We need your word. We cannot live on bread and rice and chashu and vegetables alone. We need to digest your word. So, God, I pray that you would encourage every heart, including mine, that we would read the Bible more in this next year, that we can forget what lies behind and press on to whatever is ahead. So encourage our hearts, Lord. Thank you for a new year, God. Thank you for even the idea of a new beginning and a new start. We thank you that in Christ, we can forget about the things that we have done and maybe where we failed or struggled this past year or even yesterday, but we can move forward in grace and forgiveness and the empowering of your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.